This is The Seven's Danny Wozencroft speaking to Unite's regional manager, Mike Tough. What's Unite's initial reaction then to the announcement we had yesterday about the job losses?
The initial reaction is one of outstanding and wondering what the hell's going on, because I was going into the company anyway this Thursday to discuss 50 redundancies, which were going to take place next year anyway, and then we suddenly get this leak on the internet and further 350, making it 400. It's absolutely crazy. Just didn't know where we were going with it.
So what are your plans now then? Where are you going to go from here?
Well, I'm meeting all the reps tomorrow morning first thing, and then we're going to meet the senior management, and obviously we will discuss the issue and hopefully have some debate and see where we can go with it. Obviously we need to see if we can save any jobs, because the company have not sat down with us at any time and discussed the reasons. They tell us it's economic, but we haven't actually sat down and discussed whether we could assist in any way to help or make that part of the business profitable again. I don't know, and we have to have that debate tomorrow. That's part of the debate, really.
What sort of impact do you think this is going to have on the area?
It's going to be devastating, because as I said previously, you've got 400 people, you've got partners, husbands, wives who work there. It's going to be an absolute devastation on the local economy as well. You know, you've got 400 people coming out of work next year, and there is no other jobs in that region or in that area. And jobs are going to be hard to come by.
And obviously we've heard before about the takeover by Greencore. Do you think it's related in any way?
Personally, I think so, yeah. But again, that's a question I have to ask on Thursday, because it's quite incidental that, we were announced with 50 redundancies. A couple of days later, we get told a further 350. So, if being sceptical could say it is linked to the Greencore's takeover, because Greencore must have some knowledge of it, or they wouldn't have gone they're buying the business, and so they must have some input or some knowledge of what's going on. And hopefully, the company will come clean and open up with us on Thursday.